test if this is Milwaukee's chance, if they're there, because their road's also going to be tough as well, because they had to play against Miami, of course, and then if they do move on, it'll be Brooklyn, and even if they can beat Brooklyn, they still got to play the 76ers, so it's not going to be an easy task at the end of the day for both teams. Episode 30. I'm your host E, aka Ethan, and I'm back with a short episode today. It's gonna be very short. Also, notice how we're in 4K today. We now no Zoom conference where it's like square, like where I'm like, you know what I mean. But short episode. What I mean by short episode today, we're gonna talk about my Heat in the playoffs. We're gonna face off the Milwaukee Bucks. Before I begin, I'd like to say thank you guys for listening. Always, as always. I always appreciate everyone that has listened to my podcast to this point. Episode 30 on E on the Mic. Who would have thought we got the 30 episodes on here? Man, shout out to everyone that watches me. But while further ado, let's start this off. So, the number 6 seed Heat and number 3rd seed Milwaukee Bucks. How these two compare? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the Heat. They are on fire. They've been lately on fire besides the Milwaukee loss last Saturday. He were on fire lately until the Bucks game, but that was without Jimmy Butler, let's put it that way. But this is gonna be very interesting. A familiar foe that we played last year in the playoffs. Of course, he had him in game 5, but I don't know if it's gonna come to game 5. It's definitely might go to game 6, maybe go say game 7. Just the way how our defense can exploit Giannis, because last year we were double teaming Giannis, and then of course, Bledsoe's not gonna do much. But now they have Drew Holiday, and Holiday's been shooting, man, so. It's gonna be very interesting how we're gonna have two men, but it's gonna be very interesting. Keys to beat the Bucks. You gotta stop Giannis from being the control freak that he is on the court and try to force it to other players and just really defend. And what also has to come down to is our shooters. Especially if we don't have Jay Crowder this year. Of course, we were from second best thing in third and 3-point shooting to now 19th this season. So Dragic has to be on fire. I know Kendrick Nunn has been helping us lately, especially that 31-point game against the Bucks last Saturday. But it's gonna be very, of course, Nunn, Dragic, the Dragon has to come in clutch. Nunn, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Deadman, he's a nice shooter also. So very interesting key points that we need to overcome Milwaukee, especially since the path to get back to the NBA Finals could be very difficult indeed. I don't know if we can make it, but I can sure believe if we can be how we were during the last couple of games before the end of the season, we can get there just fine. But that's the Heat just need stops on Giannis, needs to control those threes, and just really defend, make them feel uncomfortable how they've been dealing with the past 3 years. Because past 3 years, you would think, oh, okay, this is Milwaukee's year, this is the year. No, they lose to Toronto 4-2 series, even though they're up by 2-0. They lose to us last year, 4-1 series in the second round. Now, this could be very interesting. Is this going to be the third year Milwaukee fails? Because the head coach is on the hot seat right now for Milwaukee if they don't go past, if they don't have a great postseason. So very interesting high points on the Bucks. But looking at the Bucks side, to order to stop the Heat, really, create turnovers. The Heat struggles on turnovers and out-rebound. Because all season long, what I've been saying is the Heat gets out-rebounded so many times. Where I'm like, rebound that. Especially when we have Bam Adebayo, who's a great rebounder, got Deadman in there. Jimmy Butler is a factor. If he's not on the court, there's going to be something wrong with the Heat, and the Heat does not look the same. I mean, you saw him walking in last Saturday, so a lot of key players there. Rebounding has to be there. Keep shooting three. Giannis has to be fired. How he is in the regular season has to be in the playoffs as well. Because if Giannis does not play like that, regular season Giannis to playoff Giannis, we haven't seen him too much playoff Giannis besides, like, of course, like being the Magic. Excuse me. Being Boston, of course, but hasn't come in big when it really matters. So this will be a true test if this is Milwaukee's chance, if they're there, because their roles also be tough as well, because they had to play against Miami, of course, and then if they do move on, it'll be Brooklyn, And even if they can beat Brooklyn, they still got to play the 76ers. So it's not going to be an easy task at the end of the day for both teams right now. And pretty much that's how you stop the Heat. But if I had to predict this series, I like my chances with the Heat. But I'm going to go, instead of game six, because I thought of game six, but I'm thinking game seven. I think it's going to be really tied to the wire this first round. The way how these two teams play, especially the Heat, has been going on fire. And with Jimmy Butler has it going, it can be scary. I think both of these two teams are going to be very different than what you saw in the bubble, for certain. But I think the Heat can hold on. I think Jimmy Butler still has some tank left in there, and he's going to bring it to Milwaukee. So I know I'm wearing a Tyler Hero jersey, and you might look at me like, oh, he's just a Heat fan. But I'm just thinking, if the way how Milwaukee has played in the past few years hasn't sold me yet, although they're the third seed, remember the Heat was the team that got them to 4-1 victory. So just putting it out there, I know a lot of people favor the Bucks. I think that he can come big, but in game seven, I don't think game five. If it's game five, I will take it for the sweep. That'll be even better. That will feel much better for myself. But at the end of the day, I think that he can go to game seven and win it all. And it's gonna be a tough matchup. I think the Milwaukee will take first two games, and then we're gonna even it out once we go through. But that's how I feel right now. Heat, game seven. And you can look back at this tape. If I'm wrong, you can bash me all you want. But that's just my predictions for the Heat and the Bucks. And this will conclude the episode here. Like I said, short episode, Heat versus Bucks series. But I appreciate everyone that's listened to this end. And thank you guys for listening to E on the Mic episode 30. Once more, I'm your host E, and I'll see you in the next episode on episode 31. Till then, see you later.